USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
States are expecting to receive fewer COVID vaccinations in the next few weeks as Johnson & Johnson scales back shipments of their one-dose vaccine amid production issues at a Baltimore plant. Only 700,000 shots are being allocated to states next week, down from nearly 5 million last week. The company says it's still on pace to deliver a promised 100 million shots by the end of May, but about 15 million doses were ruined a few weeks ago when workers at that Baltimore plant had issues with mixing ingredients, causing the shots to be discarded. A Los Angeles mother is in custody after her three young children were found stabbed to death in a San Fernando Valley apartment. Liliana Carrillo was arrested about 200 miles away after a chase with police where she allegedly carjacked a pickup truck. The children were found Saturday morning by their grandmother. They were ages 3, 2, and 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.